Hello.
Hi, my name is Chantel, returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. I need to advise you this call is recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I assist you today?
Yes. I have wanted to report that I am no longer working with Fiber Broker International. My name is Ariel.
Are you saying that you're trying to file an unemployment claim?
Yes, ma'am.
What's your social security number?
423-15-6501.
What's your first and last name?
My name is first name Ariella, last name Fuller.
What's your license number?
Could you hold on 1 second? Let me give it to you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I340603.
What's your mother's maiden name?
My mother's maiden name is Linda Jones Savory.
And your license number? In your date of birth.
July 8, 1972.
And what's the name of this employer that you recently lost your job to?
Fiber Broker International.
All right, what is your preferred language?
English.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
Do you understand knowingly making a false statement or falsifying income documentation in connection with this claim is considered fraud?
Yes, ma'am, I understand.
All right, and do you understand fraud is a federal offense punished by fine or imprisonment up to 5 years that could affect your ability to receive future benefits?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for the federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you already filed for regular unemployment compensation and need only to file for trade adjustment assistance benefits?
No, ma'am.
Did you receive notification that you have trade readjustment allowance certification?
No, ma'am.
Has your name changed since you last filed?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked on a different name in the past 2 years?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked on a different Social Security number in the past 2 years?
No, ma'am.
Is this a good contact phone number for you?
Yes, ma'am, it is.
And this is a non-driver's license. Is it in Alabama?
Yes, ma'am.
These are demographic questions. Can I have your race?
Black.
Hispanic or non-Hispanic?
Non-Hispanic.
And your gender?
I'm female.
What is the highest grade you completed in school?
Well.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
All right. Can I have your home address, please?
It's 101 Cahaba, C-A-H-A-B-A, Heights, A-T-I-G-A-T-S, Marion, Alabama.
Zip code?
36756.
Is your mailing address the same as your home address?
Yes, ma'am.
What was your job title?
I was just packer, packing workout.
Are you seeking work in what you normally do?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No, ma'am.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No, ma'am.
Are you available to work all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Is I'm available?
Are you available to work all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes, ma'am.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, ma'am.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
45.
What is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
The lowest wage?
Lowest hourly wage you will accept.
11.
Are you a corporate officer for a business?
No, ma'am.
Do you own a business?
No, ma'am.
Do you work for yourself?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension from an employee you worked for in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked in a state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government anytime between the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
All right, these are your payment options. Do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
Yes, ma'am.
If you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments direct deposit into your checking or savings account or prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
I'd rather for you to put it in my into my checking account.
All right, this cannot be any prepaid account, such as Chime or Cash App. It has to be a traditional bank. Go ahead with your routing number.
It's my bank. Could you hold on 1 second if you don't mind? Let me get to you. You could just put a, I'll just take the card, the
state debit card.
Yes, because I don't want to hold you up because I was trying to find my paperwork, but I don't want to hold you up. You can just do it that way.
What's your employer phone number?
It is 1205. 413-4499.
What was your work location, city?
Grant, Alabama.
You said Grant?
Grant, B-R-E-N-T.
Oh, B-R-E-E-T?
B-R-E-N-T.
Oh, okay. And what was your start date?
I started July last year, 27.
July 27 or
23? Yes, ma'am.
And the last day you worked?
It was June 20th.
June 20th?
Yes, ma'am.
Why are you no longer working?
Okay. He had wrote me up, and so I told him that I wasn't going to sign the paper, and so he took my time code.
So you were fired because of what now?
Because he wanted me to sign the form for a write-up, and so I told him I didn't want to sign. And so he took my time card. You know your time card where you clock in and out for work?
Mm-hmm.
And so he took that from me.
Okay. Hey.
Yes, ma'am.
Name and title of the person who fired you?
Jeffrey Payne.
Jeffrey?
Payne.
What was his job title?
He is a manager and supervisor.
And what date were you advised of termination?
It was that June the 20th, that Thursday evening. He waited until I got through working, and he called me to his office around 3:23. I was getting ready to clock out at 3:30.
So basically, he wanted you to sign a write-up?
Yes, ma'am. And because of my understanding, you don't have to sign a write-up if you don't want to. He could have just wrote me up. And, you know, he could have just, you know, took the form and just did what he wanted to do with it. But, you know, the way he did it, he took my time for it. So I didn't understand him when he was doing that.
Mm-hmm. All right, and what did you do to attempt to resolve the problem prior to being fired?
What did I do to attempt?
Yes, to resolve the problem prior to being fired.
Well, the only thing I did was just said okay, because he just told me to give him my time card, so I didn't try to offer with him.
All right. And did you commit the act your employer alleges? Basically, did you do what they said you did to get fired?
No, ma'am, because they had a pick and choose up there. And all then, right. See, he let other people do what they want to. And then, then when you try to be a little late, and he knew my car problem was, I had a problem with my car. Because, you know, coming back and forth up that road to be up county from my house, and he knew my problem was, so I was coming to work, but I was being late a lot of time because my car was giving me a lot of problems with that car. But I was coming to work, though.
All right. Any prior warnings for the same or similar act?
To my warning, to my life, did he warn me?
Mm-hmm.
Well, no, ma'am. He just warned me that day of the write-up. I saw on the paper that I have. That's it.
All right. Did you receive or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No.
Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No, ma'am.
Are all the answers you provided correct?
Yes, ma'am. And then I also asked him, was I terminated? He couldn't explain to me, was I terminated or what? He would not let me know nothing. What is this, you know, because I don't really know, because he can't even explain to me. He's not making any sense to me. Because why would you take my time card? You know, the time card, it considers you as fired.
All right. You are certifying your answers are true and accurate in that the law provides penalties for making false statements to obtain unemployment benefits. We match the earnings you provide with the wages reported by employers. False answers can result in overpayments and fraud penalties. Do you certify all answers are true?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. I'm going to ask you some identity verification questions. Which of the following corporations have you ever been associated with? Crossover Records, Happy Time Pizza, Page Express, Royal, or none of the above?
None above.
And which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 101 East Lafayette Street, 1844 Carnbrook Drive, 4006 Flatwoods Road, 5576 Doug Hollow Road, or none of the above?
10 East Lafayette.
Okay. Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Hoover, Dothan, Sprout, Gaston, or none of the above?
Right.
When in which of the following cities does Ramisha Fuller currently live or own property? Center Point, Alabama, Flormaton, Alabama, Monrovia, Alabama, Tuscaloosa, Alabama, or none of the above?
You said, explain yourself again, ma'am.
Ramisha Fuller, where does she currently live or own property?
Oh, none of the above.
Which of the following streets have you never lived or used as your address? Never. 206 RR1, West West Point Lane Southwest, Street RR2, Box 277C, or all of the above?
I think it's 206 Ross, Alabama.
That you never lived there?
Yes, I lived there.
They said never. Which of the following streets have you never lived or used as your address?
Oh, okay. No, ma'am.
These are agreement terms at the end. You can say, I agree, or yes, it's not a yes or no question. It's agreement terms. Do you hereby file an internet claim for unemployment insurance against the state of Alabama? Hello?
Hello? Okay, say it again, ma'am.
Do you hereby file an internet claim for unemployment insurance against the state of Alabama?
You saying the internet claim.
I'm filing it on the internet.
Oh, okay. Yes, ma'am. Okay. Yes, ma'am.
Do you certify under penalty of perjury that you are the person whose name and information was provided on this claim and that statements made in connection with this claim are true and best to your knowledge?
Yes, ma'am.
And do you understand that it is your responsibility to read and familiarize yourself with the contents of the claimant benefit handbook, benefits, rights, and responsibilities?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, I'm going to read you your closing statements and then you'll be done. The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must again meet the unemployment claim requirements effective this week. You must be able and available to work as well as seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. An information booklet, Benefits, Rights, Responsibilities, contains information on how your claim is determined, instructions regarding your eligibility, and how to file your required weekly certifications. Fair to follow instructions listed in the booklet could cause a denial of benefits. The process you just completed, filed your unemployment claim. Filing this claim does not automatically start payments to you. You must complete a certification once a week to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make a complete a certification each week to result in a loss of benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks beginning on Sunday, ending on Saturday. You can file your weekly certification either online in the claimant portal or by telephone at 1-800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday, 12:01 a.m. through no later than 5 p.m. on Friday. Certifications cannot be made on Saturday. Failure to file and complete your weekly certification as instructed by 5 p.m. on Friday could result in a loss of benefits. Excuse me. Complete your first weekly certification between Sunday and Friday, 5 p.m. Whether filing online or by telephone, you will need to remember your PIN. Additional instructions are in the Benefits, Rights, and Responsibilities booklet. Exceptions to work search requirements are made for the following. Active union members who have submitted proof of good standing with their union, employees who want to verify short-term layoff, and claimants attending director-approved training. A letter may be mailed to you if you are possible to a work search exemption. It is very important that you carefully read all information that is mailed to you. If you have any questions, call our inquiry line at 1-800-361-4524 Sunday through Thursday at 5 p.m. to schedule a callback appointment for assistance. Your employer will be contacted regarding your separation, and we may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you will be contacted by telephone or letter before a decision on your claim is made. Beginning January 1st, 2023, Alabama law requires that you contact at least 3 potential employers each week. You must provide your contacts. When you complete your weekly claims, you may not list the same employer more than once unless the employer was not hiring when you first contacted them, but the employer later begins hiring. Failure to make at least 3 work search contacts each week could result in a denial of benefits. For assistance with your work search, please visit a local Alabama Career Center. Do you have something to write down your transaction number and your PIN number?
Okay, hold on 1 second. Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, your transaction number is 489-846-705.
Okay. 489-846-705. Okay, gotcha.
Your PIN number is 5067. So 5067.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, any further assistance needed?
Do I start filing this weekend?
You'll start on Sunday. You'll have to do it every Sunday.
Okay, yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Any further assistance needed?
Yeah, this transaction number, what do I have to do with that? Do I have to
nothing. It's just showing that you completed your claim today.
Okay, I thank you so much then.
All right. If there's no further assistance needed, thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Bye.